Harris, I haven't implemented inflation fixes I promised because we had to recover, we did good work. By Ian Hanchett on August 29, 2024. During an interview with CNN on Thursday, 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris stated that she hasn't implemented her plans to lower prices during her 3.5-year tenure as vice president because we had to recover as an economy. And we have done that, and said that she's very proud of the work the Biden administration has done on inflation and Bidenomics has done good work. But there's work to be done. After Harris discussed her plans to lower prices, CNN host and chief political correspondent Dana Bash asked, "So, you have been vice president for 3.5 years. The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?" Harris responded, "Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. And I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors." Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, never happened. We did it. So, now, and I, as I travel in the state of Georgia and around our country, the number of seniors that have benefited. I've met, I was in Nevada recently, a grandmother who showed me her receipts. And before we cap the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, she was paying hundreds of dollars, up to thousands of dollars a month for her insulin. She's not doing that any longer. Bash then cut in to ask, "So, you maintain Bidenomics is a success?" Harris responded, "I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did in the first year of being in office to extend the child tax credit so that we cut child poverty in America by over 50%, when we do what we have done to invest in the American people and bringing manufacturing back to the United States so that we created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs, bringing business back to America, what we have done to improve the supply chain so we're not relying on foreign governments to supply American families with their basic needs, I'll say that that's good work. There's more to do, but that's good work." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.